DW.
On her homestead just off the main road, 35-year-old Jenny Nalini grates a cassava root into a tub. We're in Putinadu, a village surrounded by lush tropical greenery about 20 kilometres along the coast from San Pedro. Cassava is all she's feeding her three children at the moment. Her husband George has delivered 2.8 tons of cocoa beans since October without being paid. Buyers owe him just over 3 million CFA francs, close to 4,600 euros. It's more than half his annual income.
We can't even raise chickens. I was in the kitchen just now. There's no fish. There's nothing. How are we going to eat? There's nothing. Is that normal? You work. You're tired. You need to eat before sleeping. It's hard. It's hard.
Some farmers have been paid. They needed income and had to sell at whatever price the buyers offered. In many cases, it's been below the amount set by the government for this season, 1,100 CFA francs per kilo. That's about €1.70, and it's the amount George wants for his work on his 5 hectares.
The cocoa earnings are crucial. With that money, I maintain the cocoa trees and the family, and I sent my three children to school. So we're currently in debt to the school. I haven't been able to pay the school fees. I try to explain to the teachers that I'll be paid soon. Please be patient. Sometimes they chase away the children. They send them home. Tell your parents to send the money, they say. I am scared, especially for the children's future.
On a peur parce que l'avenir des enfants.
The musty smell of fermenting cocoa is running down this lane of trucks outside the Cargill plant. I've counted about 150 30-ton trucks, all different coloured trucks, with writing from their former lives in Germany, France, etc. But all with Ivorian plates and lined up here, hoping to unload their cocoa before it all rots and becomes worthless. 46-year-old Dauda Traore is sitting having tea with some other drivers. He's been waiting to unload the cocoa beans from his truck for 3 weeks.
Around 1988, when I was an apprentice, we also had this kind of blockade, but it hasn't happened since. It happens when the processing plants close down. There's only one, Cargill, that's working right now. And Cargill is buying at the price the transport companies want.
70% of the world's cocoa comes from West Africa. In the biggest producer, Ivory Coast, 6 million people, a quarter of the population, are said to depend on the crop for a living. Hundreds of thousands of them are currently suffering the knock-on effects of a range of factors out of their control. Heavy rainfall has created a bumper harvest this season. There's been a dip in the world's appetite for chocolate, and the cocoa price on the New York Stock Exchange is at its lowest for 8 years. Speculation, price fixing, and the vagaries of international hedge funds all play a role, as does politics in Ivory Coast. A few weeks ago, the government of Ivory Coast said it would order more processing plants in San Pedro to open and take in cocoa, but that hasn't had much success. The plants are owned by commercial companies who simply don't want to buy cocoa at what they see as an inflated Ivorian price. The trucks are still backed up, and the government has so far refused to dip into a cocoa stabilization fund, which was actually put in place to soften blows like these. Economist Yusuf Karius.
Cocoa is not something transparent in the economy here. When you go to the farmers, it seems that the regulation, some of that is not applied on the ground in terms of quality, in terms of how people respect the price, and they need to improve it. The regulation should probably be modified or improved in the sense of the confidence that the farmers here in Côte d'Ivoire needs to have. And we need also an institution, a regulator, which is able to control and to reinforce its impact on the ground.
In a church hall, jammed between cocoa processing plants, 20 heads of farming cooperatives are holding a meeting. Sylvestre Kwame Kodjo believes the government is not triggering the stabilization fund because it's been mismanaged.
We call on the World Bank to get involved. We want to know, where is the cocoa producers' money?
Each of the 20 men here represent 1,000 cocoa farmers in the San Pedro area. The cooperatives don't trust the government and believe the emergency fund money is gone. But they can't prove it. The government denies that the fund has been mismanaged, but it also refuses to use the fund to help the farmers.
If we had guns, we'd be heard. But we only have our bare hands. No one is listening to us.
Back at the farm, George takes me to see some cocoa trees. We wade through layers of dry brown leaves.
If you look around, you'll see that the insects are in charge. We need to spray chemicals. We need money for that. We need income to be able to take care of our fields. If you don't spray soon, the entire plantation will be like this, and that would be very serious.
Toute la plantation sera comme ça. Et là, c'est très grave.
Dead leaves, rotting cargoes of beans, impatient truck drivers and farmers. That's the picture as the cocoa crisis continues in Ivory Coast. Alex Duval-Smith, DW, San Pedro, Ivory Coast.
DW,